My question was Timothy Keebler, K-E-E-B-L-E-R, Keebler, K-E-E-B-L-E-R, Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. Their birth is 10-6-1958. Their visit is 4-21-23. Please make copy for Kristen LaBelle. MD. Kristen is K-R-I-S-T-E-N. Kristen LaBelle, L-A-B-E-L-L-E. MD. Next program. Chief complaint is lung nodules. Next paragraph. History present tell us. This is a 64-year-old male who has a prior history of smoking and vaping for over 20 years, was sent for a screening chest CT done on 4/18/23. The patient's chest CT showed a 4-millimeter left lower lobe nodule previously observed, which is stable, and a new 6-millimeter nodule in the medial left lower lobe, and a ill-defined 1.5-centimeter nodule in the right lung base, which was suggestive of an inflammatory etiology. There was also evidence of centrilobular emphysema and scarring in the right lower lobe with the scattered calcified granulomas, period. The patient has no history of significant cough or hemoptysis or night sweats, no fevers or chills, and no chest pains. He has a prior history of diabetes as well as hypertension, and has had multiple allergies for which he previously was on allergy shots for more than 16 years. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history of knee repair on the right, history of rotator cuff surgery on the right shoulder, hydrocele resection and vasectomy, and history of Mohs surgery, M-O-H-S, Mohs, M-O-H-S surgery over the right eye. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked for 20 years, about a pack per day, and worked as an electrician, and was exposed to asbestos years ago. He drinks alcohol moderately. Presently retired, but worked as an electrician. Next, allergies to dust and pollen, but no drug allergies. Next, habits the patient smoked for 20 years, about a pack per day. Also was vaping for a few years, and drank alcohol moderately. Next paragraph, family history. Father is alive at age 96. Mother died of a stroke and CHF. Next, system review. The patient has no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no double vision, cataracts, or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary secrecy. He he has some shortness of breath and coughing spells. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, or constipation. He has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. He has joint pains or muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and has no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This, medalist included Crestor 40 milligrams daily, Losartan 100 milligrams daily, Synthroid 50 micrograms a day, Metformin 500 milligrams TID, Aspirin 1 daily, and Albuterol inhaler 2 plus PRN. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight, middle-aged male who is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, or clubbing. Blood pressure 146/90, pulse is 86, respiration 20. Temperature 97.8, weight is 208, saturation 96. HE and D are normal, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edematous, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chesticle movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Scattered wheezes in the upper chest, no crackles. Heart sounds are regular, as known as to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no crab tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Is bilateral lung nodules etiology undetermined. Number 2 is probable underlying COPD. And number 3 is reactive airway disease. Number 4, diabetes mellitus. Number 5, hypertension. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a follow-up pulmonary test at Advent Hospital. He will also complete advised to go on Septin 500 milligrams BID for 10 days to rule out any inflammatory etiology to the lung nodule. Also advised to get a CT chest in 3 months and a follow-up visit for approximately 4 months. Thank you for this car station. Copy for Kristen LaBelle, LaBelle, MD. Thank you, Dr. Susan.